the web at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hey, we welcome you back to the program, taking you directly from hour one to hour two of the best money advice show on radio or television. I can say that. Sure, why not? I believe it. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean, Brain Trust here again, standing by to help you out. I've got Professor Rick Plum here with me, as always, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group who bring you this hour of the program. We're filling the hour with quality programming and the best in money information. And of course, you call in with any money question that you might have. And everybody's got a money question, right? 877-PLANNER, that's our number right here, PLANNER. Looks like we have a couple of lines open. In fact, all the lines open right now, so get on board with your questions. Those emails, you can send them to us here in studio via our website, wealthed.com. You can go to the link where it says Find Your Answer near the top of the page, wealthed.com, our website. That's your resource for many of the topics that we discuss here on the program. And, of course, a whole lot more. We talk strategy. We talk bucket strategy investing. Sure. Been strategy all the last hour. If you don't have a strategy, you could be putting your retirement and your portfolio at risk. You don't want to do that. No two situations are alike, which means that no two plans are ever alike. We saw that once again last hour. You call Professor Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. That's their off-air number. Have them look at what you have and design a bucket strategy that's specifically tailored to meet your needs. Are your retirement goals being met? Maybe, maybe not. You're unsure about anything that's in your retirement plan. You can give us a call right here. The Brain Trust will tell you if you're on the right track. Once again, 800-644-1150. The number off the air. On the air, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. So we were talking last hour about the Roth conversions. It spawned a couple of questions from folks, just brief ones here that I wanted to bring up that we were not able to address last hour. Now, when we're talking about Roth conversions, Professor Plum, obviously we're talking about, say, from a traditional IRA or a 401k, converting that money into a Roth. You pay the taxes on that. You decide whether the taxes are right for you. One question came in that we didn't get to, and that had to do with this. In fact, the direct question was this. Can we use money from the Roth conversion to pay the taxes on the Roth conversion?
Well, if you use the money from the Roth conversion, then it's not a conversion. It's just a distribution. Can you do it? You can. Is it advisable? Probably not. Rarely. If I can, I can't think of a reason where it would be, but maybe there's something out there that would. But let's say you converted $10,000 and the tax was going to be $2,500. So you take $2,500 out. Well, then you really only converted $7,500. Now, there are times where you're over 59 and a half, you've had a Roth IRA for more than, you know, X number, more than 5 years, and you've already got a balance of it. You start converting into it, and then you've got to find a place to pay the taxes. So you take a distribution from your Roth. That's just taking a distribution, a qualified distribution from the Roth. And so you could potentially get away with that, but in that case, just make the conversion and take the distribution from the IRA. There's no penalty on it because you're over 59 and a half to pay the taxes. All you're doing is lessening what's actually going into the Roth IRA either way. If you're doing it prior to 59 and a half, it's a distribution and it is penalized. Yes, it's taxable because the money came out of the traditional IRA, went into the Roth IRA, but it was a conversion and it's just not going to help very much. Now, you could potentially say, well, I'm taking out my contributions. But again, you're lessening the impact. If you can't afford...
Explain what you mean by that. You are lessening the impact. Let's explain what you mean by that.
I'm taking $10,000 out of my traditional IRA and putting it into a Roth IRA, but then I'm taking money out of the Roth IRA to pay the taxes. Mm-hmm. So the reality is I'm not putting a $10,000 conversion.
Maybe $8,000 or whatever,
whatever
it is.
The number is. Right. I mean, it's better to pay the taxes from an outside source rather than dilute the conversion in the first place. So whether it's penalized or not depends on what you have in the Roth IRA when you take the money out of the Roth IRA. So it's just a different game there. Because if I have a lot of contributions in my IRAs, my Roth IRAs, and I do a conversion, well, the first money out of a Roth IRA is converted or is with contributions. So I'm technically not taking the contribution out. I'm technically not taking the conversion out. I'm taking the contribution out. But still, why? I mean, if that's the only money you have, you probably shouldn't be doing the conversion. So we just have to look at what is the ultimate benefit down the line.
Yeah, now here's another question that came up, and I thank you for these. What do you do if there is an incorrect valuation of the assets upon the conversion?
An incorrect valuation? Who gave you the valuation?
Well, that's what I don't know. It's just a question that came in. I mean, if you convert less or more than...
So you're converting it, and it's a hard-to-value asset, and you're saying it's worth $2,000, and the reality is it's worth $200,000, and you do the conversion...
That could be. Maybe they just missed, they missed three zeros. I don't know.
Well, it depends on who actually is right. Let's say you did the conversion of a very difficult to... And you get into an argument with the IRS about the valuation. And you lose. Well, then you're going to have to pay tax on the what has been now classified by the courts as the real valuation. And usually that's going to happen long past the day that you can undo it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably stuck with that. And so when you're dealing with very hard to value assets, make sure you have a good valuation of it. Why a good justification of why you're using the value that you're dealing
yeah,
with.
Yeah, because it will be questioned, I'm sure, by the IRS.
I don't know about how sure, because how does the IRS know what the value is if it's that hard to value?
Well, I suppose they could do that on... You could say that just about anything. These dividend reinvestment programs from years ago, you can
well,
throw out
matter.
Any,
they don't
any
care
basis
about.
You want.
Basis isn't a part of this. Value is a part of it.
I'm switching topics, though. I'm saying
what,
going back
what
to...
What are you, my wife?
I'm going back to that, but that's what I'm saying. You could throw out any valuation you want. If they don't question it, they're not going to question it.
But on a stock, a dividend reinvestment, whatever, yeah, the basis is a complete nightmare. But you're going from an IRA, which has no basis.
No, of course.
And
yeah.
You're going, and so that's...
I'm staying out of the conversion world.
Oh, you're just talking about arguing with the IRS.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
okay.
It had nothing to do with the conversion.
Now I've made the leap over to the new conversation.
There you go. You see, now I said I was switching topics just a little bit here. Okay, here's another question. I've had a simple IRA since early 2015. I'd like to be able to convert it to a Roth IRA sometime this year. Are there any rules that will tell me that I cannot do that?
Yeah, there is one that says don't do it until 2017. Anytime you move money from a simple IRA to any other type of account other than a simple IRA, there is a 25% penalty. Unlike the 10% premature distribution penalty, even if you go to a traditional IRA, it's a penalty. So you don't want to move money from a new simple plan for at least the first 2 years. Now, once the plan's been in existence for 2 years, you can start moving it pretty much anywhere you want. And we see people do this quite a bit, where the company sets up a simple plan and they give them a list of investments that the company has set up, but maybe the participant doesn't really like those investments very much. But once it's past 2 years, not 2 years from each contribution, just 2 years from the participation date, I can take my simple assets and roll them to a traditional IRA, and I don't have to ask the company's permission for that. Unlike a 401k, where the 401k has to pretty much stay the 401k, the simple IRA, like a SEP IRA, can move to a traditional IRA pretty much anytime you want after the initial two-year time period. So, yeah, don't do it for 2 years.
That's something you mentioned that to me earlier, and I had not known that there was a 2-year rule, because you say, well, it's an IRA, a simple IRA. If I had a SEP, I could do it. If I had a traditional, I could do it. It doesn't matter.
But for whatever reason, when they created simple IRAs, they created this 25% haircut. If you take it out too soon is 2 years.
That's it. And one more question on this, if I can find it here. Where does the Roth 401k play a role in these conversions?
Well, you
we didn't
can.
Really talk about Roth 401k.
We don't talk about them because it's a lot more easy to deal with Roth IRA contributions. Now, in some respects, the Roth 401k is very easy to deal with. You contact your administrator and say, move X amount of dollars from my traditional 401k to my Roth IRA, assuming they allow it, then assuming you have a Roth 401k. It happens, and it happens fairly quickly. There's a little bit less paperwork. You don't have to open a new account necessarily. It just happens. The problem with a 401k Roth conversion 403B Roth conversion, 457 Roth conversion, is that there's no undo button. You better be sure you want that to happen. Unlike an IRA to Roth IRA conversion, where I could do one January 2nd of a given year, and I have until basically October 15th of the following year to undo it and act as if it never happened. With a 401k, with a plan, qualified plan type of conversion, it's a done deal. There is no undo button. You know, there were a lot of people who did Roth conversions a year ago or so, and they saw the value of their accounts drop after they did the conversion. And they're thinking, well, wait a minute, I converted $20,000 and it's now only worth 12 or some number below. And then I don't want to pay tax on 20 when it's only worth 12. If it was a Roth IRA conversion, they could undo it. If it was a 401k to Roth 401k conversion, they can't undo it. So that's why we don't necessarily talk about it, but it is available. And if you're sure, you know, go ahead. It's up to you.
Yeah, Roth 401ks, and that's a whole separate topic as well, but Roth 401ks, they are actually 401ks.
Right, and there are slightly different rules. And so how you take money out of a Roth 401k is different than how you take money out of a Roth IRA. The taxation rules are different. There are different ordering rules as far as what comes out of a Roth IRA first versus what comes out of a Roth 401k first prior to 5 years and 59 and a half. So there's different things, different ways to look at it. So just have to know the differences and work within the rules.
All right, so coming up in a little while, we're going to talk a little bit about undoing Roth conversions. We had a couple of questions on that. Should you undo it? Can you undo it? Professor just mentioned it a moment ago. So we'll cover that and also some bad advice that's out there. You got to watch out for it, which is why we're here. We're here to help set you straight. Get the straight scoop here on this program. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. Lines open. Give the Brain Trust a call. We're coming right back with more right after this.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy, refi, power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I wanted to get my dad a Father's Day gift that he would use.
Kimberly was looking for gift ideas, so I took her through all of our Craftsman and DeWalt tools and our Toro mowers.
Ace is a place to thank Dad for all he's done with a gift that lets him get more stuff done.
Head to Ace now to get Dad the best gifts from our best brands and receive a free gift card for up to $50 each with select Craftsman, Toro, and DeWalt purchases. Offer valid through June 20th at participating stores. Gift cards must be used on a future purchase and are subject to terms and conditions. See store for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Taking your calls, Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. And we're doing those, this till the top of the hour today, so get your phone calls in. We still got some emails to get to. A bunch of topics remaining. Undoing the Roth conversion, we have to talk about that. Some folks asking about that and some Roth conversion mistakes. And speaking of mistakes, some advice that's out there that just really isn't any good. We're going to try to set the record straight as best we can. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Hey, we still got three lines open. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's go to Valrico, Florida. Emilio is up next. Hello, Emilio.
Well, hello, how are you?
Good, how are you today?
Okay, winding myself down on a little surgery that I had at the VA.
Okay, oh, all right, well, there you go. So how can we help you today?
What I'm asking is a couple of questions.
Turn your radio or TV down, Emilio. I think that's throwing you off, all right?
Is that okay?
There's a delay there, so just turn it down. That always confuses people. All right, yeah, so go ahead.
All right. The question that I have is, I do have a veteran pension coming to me, which they call the non-qualified veteran pension of the 1,000, because I was in the VA era.
Okay.
All right. And then it comes down to, I'm going to be 62 in November. And then from what I've heard at age 62, that the adjustment would be deducted from my pension plan of my veteran benefits, although I have my benefits accordingly. I would like to know, because I do have income coming in this year, which I haven't worked, but I have an income of commission coming in this year that might multiply to a position. Should I, and I'm thinking of putting it into a trust, or what? Should I go, because I don't want to pay tax on it, but I want to stay in the right track to stay within.
Okay.
Well, the commission is going to be paid to you personally. You're going to pay taxes on it, whether you put it in a trust or not. Now, the question is, you have a VA pension. Did you work for the VA, the Veterans Administration, or where did this pension come from? How did you earn it?
The pension comes from the VA.
Okay, because you were in the military?
The VA, because I was a Vietnam veteran.
You're a Vietnam veteran, so you were in the military.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay, well, so you were paying, you paid Social Security on the wages that you earned while you were in the military, and so the VA pension is coming to you. Now, why did you say that they're reducing your pension?
No, they're not reducing my pension. They're just saying that at age 62...
Yeah?
I'm not sure.
At age 62, what?
when I file for my age 62 Social Security, they'll turn around to say that I have to adjust that, and they'll
reduce the pension, or they'll reduce the Social Security.
They'll reduce the pension, from what I've understood.
Now, there may be a levelizing option on what they've paid you so far. So they may be saying, look, it between you're going to retire early. We're going to pay you, X dollars a month until you become eligible for Social Security. And then when you get on Social Security, we're going to give you a lesser amount from it so that it's basically, it stays the same when you have a combination of Social Security and the pension. It's the same before. Or you may have had an option. Some pensions will do this where they say, you get $2,000 a month for the rest of your life. Or you get $3,000 a month between now and 62, and then we're going to drop it to $2,000, so that it's a more levelized income for your life. And so they give you more at the beginning, less at the end, once Social Security kicks in. And that may be what's happening right now. You are not, from what I understand of what's happening with the VA, you're not part of the windfall elimination provision. You're not part of the government pension offset. And going back to the other side, you are going to pay taxes on that commission that you received from work before that you're receiving this year.
Yeah, Emilio, I'll tell you what, we have kind of a bad connection, so if you want to hang on, maybe we can talk to you more about this off the air and give you a little bit a better answer than that. It's kind of hard to hear you there. That's really where we are. Now the topic will come up with regard to pensions, Professor Plum, government pensions. Now, military is
different.
A little bit different.
It is a government pension, but everybody that's in the military is paying into Social Security at the same time. I mean, at least since, I think, 1957.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much anybody who's retiring now. They've paid into. So they're not subjected to the windfall elimination provision. The primary federal side of things, the only people that are hit by the windfall elimination provision from federal employment are those that were hired prior to 1984 and that are part of the CSRS, the Civil Service Retirement System. Anybody that was hired after 1984 is part of the FERS, the FERS, the Federal Employment Retirement System, and they do pay into Social Security and are not subjected to the windfall elimination provision or the government pension offset. The majority of people that are having troubles with the windfall elimination provision are teachers and state employees, many state employees, law enforcement, safety members, firefighters. They have their own pension systems, and they do not pay into Social Security while they're earning these pensions. And then maybe they have a pension from work where they worked outside of that career. Maybe they had a second career or side jobs or whatever the case may be. Or they're eligible potentially for a benefit from a spouse or a widow or a late spouse. And so they've got two different areas where they could potentially be eligible for a Social Security benefit. But they've also got this pension from a source where they did not pay into Social Security. And if you are a part of that special group where you have a pension from work where you did not pay into Social Security, you're going to have an issue with your Social Security in most cases. Now, if you look at your pay stub and it says Medicare, a lot of teachers pay into Medicare. A lot of people that are civil employees pay into Medicare, but they're not paying the FICA portion, the retirement portion, the survivor portion. That's the portion that gives us trouble with the windfall elimination provision if we're not paying into that side of it. So when we're doing our planning, when we're doing our trying to construct where our income is going to come from in retirement, and we look at our Social Security projection and it says we're going to get $900 a month from Social Security, but I also have this pension. Now, the benefit projection you get from Social Security doesn't know anything about your pension. And so they're just showing you based on your earnings in Social Security based on the normal formula. But if you have this pension from work not covered by Social Security, you have to then take that number and adjust it, depending upon whether you're adjusting it from your own work record or from somebody else's. It could be a different, you've got to plan on getting a lesser amount from Social Security.
Yeah, a lot of people get taken by surprise on that, especially those who had worked, as you said, teachers may know something about it, perhaps, but if you had been working in the Civil Service Retirement System prior to 1984, and you hadn't really thought about it, and you've just been going along as if you're getting your full benefit, you get a pension from that. As soon as you start taking it, you could be surprised by the reduction in your Social Security.
Now, most of the people that were part of the CSRS era
are already receiving it.
They're retired now. I mean, that was somebody, that's 32 years ago. And so,
when it ended, was 1984 32 years ago?
Yes.
Was it really? You sure? Because I just checked, it was just here.
Sorry.
Huh. What do you know? Where are we? Oh, we're into the 2000s now, aren't we?
A little ways, yes.
Yeah, we are. All right. I'm going to go check my calendar. We get back with the times. 877-PLANNER. More to come. Don't go away.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We thank them for bringing you this hour of the program and bringing us here to you. 877-PLANNER, our number. We got lines open right now, 877-PLANNER. If you have a money question, sure enough, we'll be here to answer it for you on the program. You can also email us at our website, wealthed.com. Have a couple of emails on some of the topics we were talking about earlier. We'll get to those if we have time in just a couple of moments. I want to turn to this, though, Professor Plum. Financial journalists, there are people who write online that do know what they're talking about. And that's why when I say, financial journalists say this and that, I can't include everybody because there are some, like everything else, some that are better than others. But with, back in the days, years ago, if you read something in the paper and you had an actual newspaper, you could be sure that the person probably...
Kind of background checking in it.
Yeah, there was something
fact
there.
Checking.
If they worked for the Wall Street Journal... or one of these publications, Money Magazine even, places like that, they probably had some fact-checking. Now, of course, anybody...
can be a blogger.
Can, yeah, that's right. Yeah, somebody sitting there with a 9600 baud modem, right?
Dual floppy drives.
Exactly, yes, yes. The big ones, you know.
The 10 or 11-inch, whatever they were?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the 600...
40.
Is it 640K? Whatever it was. Anyway, somebody who could sit there and just type anything, and they could put their picture up there, and then make them look like they're some kind of a financial expert. Well, this was sent to me, and I don't know whether the person who sent this to me caught this error or not, but it's the first thing that I saw. And the question was this: should you use a Roth IRA as an emergency fund?
Now, we have talked about this in the past, and we said that it's not a bad thing to do because it allows you to get money into the Roth and allows you to try to get that started, because you can't make up lost contribution time. Money I didn't contribute in 2015, I can't go back and make that up. Mm-hmm. So if all I have is the emergency fund, I maybe could put it in there and then hopefully build upon that from other sources. But at least I've gotten that in there. And now I'm working on my 2016 contribution. And maybe I can, mm-hmm. at some point get enough that I can build my own emergency fund outside of the contributions. But at least I've got the Roth contribution, which I can't remake.
So that's the question. And the person says that this is a bad idea. And they listed five or six things. I would expect them to put the most important one first, and I suspect that's what they did here. They said there are a number of reasons why using your Roth IRA as a vehicle for your emergency fund is a bad idea. This, again, according to this blogger. Number one, penalties. And I said, huh? Penalties? Okay, well, Roth could incur penalties. Let's read on. Let's see what they're saying. They said, think twice if you read a blog...
like this one.
Glibly states that you don't incur a penalty when you withdraw from your Roth IRA for an emergency. That's wrong. And I said, huh?
Okay, so...
all right, well, give me an example. Okay, so they did. They said it may sound true in theory that the actual contributions you withdraw are not penalized. However, you're rarely able to pull that off in practice. Again, I said, huh?
Lead on.
Here's an example. Read on, McDuff. Let's say you've contributed, this is the example this person gives.
Okay.
Let's say you've contributed $40,000 to your Roth over the years.
Those are contributions.
Yes. And it's earned another $10,000, bringing the total in your Roth IRA to $50,000.
Okay.
Now, let's say your furnace went out and you want to withdraw $6,000.
Okay.
You say, hey, I put in way more than that, so the $6,000 I'm taking out is only from my contributions. I don't need to touch any of the earnings. That's the example. Now, at the end of that, I said, yeah.
That's how it works.
That's right. But this person, and I won't give their name, doesn't matter. They said, not so fast. Huh? The IRS, he says, and tax people call the money you put in your contributions basis.
True.
True. In other words, you say that you're only withdrawing basis for your emergency.
True.
But this person says, the IRS doesn't see it that way. When you take out the $6,000, he says, they look at your IRA at the time and say 20% of the total, $10,000, is earnings, and 80%, the original 40 grand, is basis. Whenever you make a withdrawal, they deem 80% of the withdrawal to be basis, and then in bold font, and the other 20% as earnings.
Now, that is exactly correct
for
a traditional IRA.
But we're not even talking about traditional IRA.
Now, he did say IRA in some of that issue, that last part. He didn't specify Roth and Roth. That is
no,
the
Roth.
Way a traditional IRA with basis works. A traditional IRA with basis is a pro rata distribution. That's what we've talked about with conversions. So when you take money out of a traditional IRA where you have after-tax basis in it, it's all pro rata. Whether it's a distribution for income, whether it's a distribution to do a conversion, that's how a traditional IRA works.
But this,
that's completely wrong
for a Roth. And that's one of the great things about a Roth. And the question was not, do you use your traditional IRA as an emergency fund with basis?
Oops.
Oh, there's your plums down. Should you use a Roth IRA as an emergency fund? Now, he goes on. The author says, you don't get to determine what is basis and what is earnings. They do, again.
Well, you're right. Basis is basis.
Right.
And earnings are earnings, and you can't change those.
And this is another true as well.
How you withdraw them is different than what he's saying.
He says, they will penalize you on the portion of your withdrawal they consider to be earnings. Well, earnings are earnings, basis is basis. Whether they consider it or not is irrelevant. So while in theory it may be true that you won't be penalized on your basis which you withdraw, it rarely works out that way in practice.
Well, maybe you ought to practice it a little more and actually work through the pages of an 8606. Maybe you ought to actually do the math and see how it works and read the publications and the tax code rather than just pulling it out of your backside because you got it wrong.
Well, I love the way this section ends. Don't just accept it when bloggers make glib statements like tax-free in, tax-free out. You mean like this person is doing. Okay, so you might read this, and it's interesting because I don't know how many hits they got or readers, but there were about 50 comments on this. So you figure if 50 people are commenting, there have to be a great deal more who are reading that. And many of the comments that I read on this, Professor Plum, were from just ordinary people, you know, who said, wow, that's interesting. I had no idea. Thank you for that information. We appreciate it, and on and on and on. Maybe 3 or 4 of the 50 comments said, hold the phone, you're wrong.
Right.
But they were, you know, obviously.
Now, in the blog, he said something to the effect of, for more technical information.
Yes, there was a link.
There's
Thank
a
you.
Link.
Yes.
And if you tap on the link, it takes you right to publication 590B. 590 is the publication on IRAs. Roth and traditional. And it got so big and cumbersome that they split it into A and B. A is how to get money in, B is how to get money out. And so this link does take you right to IRS publication 590B, which is the distribution from individual retirement arrangements, IRAs. And the first chapter is on traditional IRAs. And if you go to that section on distributions, you're going to find exactly what he talked about. But if you accidentally went to the Roth IRA, which is what he was writing about, you'll see a completely different set of rules. And this is one of the major benefits of a Roth IRA, the ordering rules for a non-qualified distribution.
Right.
Contributions. Your contribution basis comes out first. Now, obviously, when you take your contribution basis out, it reduces your contribution basis. Your converted money comes out second, starting with the oldest conversions, then moving up to the newer conversions. And only after you've exhausted all your contributions and your conversions do you get into the earnings. Now, there is a issue with conversions that have occurred in the last 5 years, if you're under 59.5. Those are not taxable, but they're penalized. Earnings on a non-qualified distribution are taxable. Now, they may or may not be penalized depending upon how old you are, but there's different things going on. And this person got it completely wrong.
Completely wrong. And if you look at the website, I've forgotten what it is, doesn't matter. I mean, it looks like one of these financial types. I looked at the person who had written this, and the credentials were, you know, advisor or something. It wasn't actually a financial advisor. It look as if this person really had some credentials behind them that knew what they were talking about. Now, they listed I think four or five other reasons why they wouldn't use a Roth IRA. I'm not sure I agreed with all of them. Some of them were fairly okay, correct. One of them was, if you need this fund for an emergency, it is very difficult to get money out of a Roth IRA, you know, the next day. I mean, it can take a while to get money out of a Roth IRA.
It does take a little bit of time to get money out of a Roth IRA. Most people, especially younger people, don't have a automatic just send it out to me and transfer it to my bank account. And even at that point, it may take a day to get it out. So it may be that you have to sign a form, and so you have to either go in, have them send you the form, you have to sign it, send it back to them, whatever the case may be. So it is not an immediate issue. That is an issue. But usually you can have it within a week or so at the latest.
Right.
Maybe two at the very, very latest.
But, of course, the bottom line, we've got to take a break, but the bottom line on this is that when you're reading something and it's online and it appears to be official and they're giving advice, you know what? I mean, take it for what it might be worth. Maybe it's correct. I would advise that you call the Brain Trust. Ask us. I mean, I'm patting ourselves on the back, but I think we know about it. Give us a call. Ask us about it. We'll tell you. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, trivia, more of your emails and phone calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I think somebody tipped it. A little rubber biscuit for you. Johnny V, Professor Rick Plum, having some fun today. It's Friday where we are, so, you know, it's a little bit loose, looser than normal, which is the way we do things here. Now, Monday, coming up on this program, trying to make your Monday a little bit nicer, I suppose. Next program, we're going to be talking about divorce and retirement planning. That sounds like an episode of Love American Style, isn't it? Divorce and the single woman. Actually, be divorce American Style. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that on Monday. Divorce and retirement planning. We haven't talked about this for a while, and this came up in a discussion, a couple of weeks ago. There are different things that you need to know about with regard to divorce, and it has to do with both retirement planning, estate planning, that's another big part of it, your Social Security, that could take a hit depending on, or it could go the other way.
Maybe.
You don't know. So if you're, and when I talk about divorce and retirement planning, we're really going to, I think, focus a little bit more on later on in life. You know, you've been married a while. I mean, if you're in your 20s or whatever, in your 30s, yeah, there are some retirement planning issues. But I think really it hits you more, Professor Plum, when you're in your 50s and maybe even your 60s. And it does happen. People do get divorced later on in life.
It's more prevalent than you would expect.
It is. And so if you've had assets and you've had retirement plans and all this stuff and divorce happens and you were counting on maybe, two Social Security checks and you may only get one, I don't know. We'll talk about that coming up on Monday. So stick around. That'll be in the first hour. Let's stick around. I mean, you can go
stick
away.
Stick around for
back.
The weekend?
You can go away and come back. You have our permission. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Trivia. Let's move along, shall we? Today's trivia comes directly from the folks at the Treasury Department. This always gets me going. The government, as in the federal government, ours, took in $438.4 billion of tax receipts in April 2016. That's 1 month. The second largest monthly total ever collected in U.S. history.
I wonder when the first one was.
I'm thinking it would have been in the late 90s, around tax. It would probably have been in April, naturally. I'm guessing late 90s.
Or maybe 2007? Before the crash there?
Possibly, although the crash really was more real estate and
tell that to people that saw their portfolio drop by a significant margin.
That's what I'm saying. The stock market was up, but I'm not sure that people were selling stuff back then. Mm-hmm. I think we saw more of it. I could be wrong. I think there was more selling going on and taxation happening back. Because you remember back in the late 90s, the government actually removed, they actually removed more money than was put in. I mean, their money was water was drained out of the lake.
It's still being drained out of the lake.
Well, no, it's just it's not being drained. It's being filled, but it's being filled less of a rate.
$438 billion of tax receipts in 1 month.
$438 billion was removed from the economy in one single month. Now, obviously, April pay your taxes, so you would expect April to be the highest month. But there is no In my opinion, there's no good to come of that. $438.4 billion. I'm not saying that no taxes should be paid. I'm saying that that's a whole lot of money to be sucked out. And they're wondering why they can't create any inflation. But don't get me started on that.
We'll try not to, because we've seen you do this before, and it's not pleasant.
Me and taxes. Okay. I want to get to this email, because this has... it's not really on a Roth conversion. It's not a Roth conversion, but it's somewhat on topic here. This was Hal. This came in this morning before the show. Hal in Scottsdale, Arizona, who says, I'm 53 years old and married. I've got a 401k with about $160,000 in it. I'd like to use some of that money to buy a house. Is it possible to avoid the early withdrawal penalty by rolling a portion of the 401k to an IRA and then withdraw that money to use on the down payment for the house? It's for a vacation home, if that matters. And Hal says, thank you.
Well, we could go through all the ideas of, could you do a potential in-service withdrawal with some of your money from the 401k? There is no provision in a 401k to take money out for a home purchase and avoid the penalty. The only way you can do that is a hardship withdrawal, and whether or not your administrator will let you do that or not, that's suspect. Now, you could potentially do an in-service withdrawal and move some money to an IRA, but it really isn't going to do you any good, because the very last sentence is the most important one. This is for a vacation home, if that matters. Yes, it does. There are no provisions to pull money out of a tax-deferred retirement account prior to age 59 and a half for the purchase of a vacation home. Now, there are the provisions, or there is a provision, to take up to $10,000 out of an IRA without penalty for a first-time primary residence home purchase. Primary residence being a key issue here. A vacation home, no. Primary residence, maybe. But it's got to be an IRA, not a 401k. So whether you can get the money from the 401k to an IRA, probably suspect at this point. But it really wouldn't matter, because once it's in the IRA, you still can't take it out for the vacation home purchase.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way, unfortunately, or fortunately, because this allows you to let this grow for your retirement.
Yeah, and that's which, of course, is the point of the 401k. Now, he's still working, so getting the money from the 401k to the IRA, as you said, would be a little bit of an issue.
Yeah. Now, if you were to quit work and then take the money out or move it to an IRA and then buy a primary residence that you move into, set up as your primary residence, and then somewhere down the line you move out of it and turn it into a vacation house, that's okay, but that's kind of a lot of work to get the money out for that vacation house.
Yeah, so
and that also assumes you don't already own a home that you're living in.
Right, and again, you could do this, with a Roth or a traditional IRA.
Right,
you can
take money out, purchase.
First-time home purchase, and there are rules for what is a first-time home. If you haven't owned a home, what is it, in 2 years?
2 years. You haven't owned the home that you are living in as your primary residence for at least 2 years.
Then
you may have owned three houses before this. You may own five different vacation and rental properties, but the place that you live in right now is your primary residence and have lived in for the last 2 years or more is not a place that you own. You've been renting for at least 2 years. You are potentially eligible for the first-time home purchase, exception to the penalty. Now, a traditional IRA, still taxable. Roth IRA, if it's been at least 5 years since the beginning date of the Roth IRAs in your life, penalty-free and tax-free.
Yeah, it's a nice little thing. The main thing I want people to understand is what you just said, which is it's taxable out of a traditional IRA.
Yes.
It does not mean you avoid the taxes.
Just the penalty.
We talk about taking money out of a Roth oftentimes for a first-time home purchase because there is no tax on that.
Right, as long as it's been 5 years.
Right, you have to satisfy all the rules of the Roth. But there you go. Glad you threw in that last sentence, Hal.
Made a big difference.
It sure did. All right, we're out of time. If you need the brain trust off the air, you talk to Professor Rick Plum or any of the advisors from Lucia Capital Group across the country. The Brain Trust Advisors, 800-644-1150. Their off-air number, 800-644-1150. That's all the time we have for Professor Rick Plum. I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor represents representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.